بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وسائر أعمالنا. اللهم تقبل منا رمضان، اللهم تقبل منا رمضان، اللهم تقبل منا رمضان. اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار، اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا من النار، اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا من النار، اللهم اجعلنا من المغفورين في هذا الشهر الكريم يا رب العالمين، اللهم تب علينا إنك أنت الرحمن الرحيم، يا رب تقبل منا جميع عباداتنا يا أكرم الأكرمين، وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن شاء الله we're gonna be reading from كتاب حياة الصحابة. The book is about the life of the companions of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's actually a beautiful book that talks about a lot of tremendous incidents that happened during the time of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The experiences of the companions of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم around the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And today we're going to be talking about ترغيب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في العلم or فضل العلم, the virtue of seeking knowledge. It's chapter number 13 إن شاء الله تعالى. So عن صفوان بن عسال المرادي رضي الله عنه قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد متكئا على برد له أحمر. So Safwan is one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to the Prophet, and the Prophet obviously was in the masjid because he actually lives in the masjid, right? So he was at the masjid lying down, being comfortable, wearing beautiful clothes sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Burd is like a full thawb. Ahmar, it was a red. فقلت له يا رسول الله إني جئت أطلب العلم. He told him, I'm coming to you to seek knowledge. This is my purpose. There is nothing else I'm coming for. I'm coming here, I'm traveling all the way to your masjid to meet you so I can benefit from your knowledge. فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, so the Prophet said, مرحبا بطالب العلم. Welcome, O seeker of knowledge. إن طالب العلم تحفه الملائكة بأجنحتها. Beautiful. He said, the knowledge seeker, the angels surround them by their wings. ثم يركب بعضهم بعضا حتى يبلغ السماء الدنيا. He said, and the angels protect those who are seeking knowledge with their wings, and they go all the way to the lowest of the heavens. مِن مَحَبَّتِهِمْ لِمَا يَطْلُبْ. Out of love towards what they're seeking, which is knowledge. SubhanAllah, thinking about this, there is really no better reward in any acts, just like this. Angels coming to protect you and to preserve you, because they know that you have something precious. So here Rasulullah ﷺ said, protecting those who are seeking knowledge with their wings, because you are carrying something very precious, which is al-ilm, the knowledge. In another hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ speaking about someone also coming to seek knowledge, and he told him, مَا مَرَرْتُ بِحَجَرٍ وَلَا شَجَرٍ وَلَا مَدَرْ. Hajar is the rock. So every rock that sees you while you're going to seek knowledge, or shajar, any trees that you come across while you're going to your place where you're going to sit down and seek knowledge. وَلَا مَدَرْ. Madar is when dirt dries out and becomes hard. So any place, any mud, any trees, any rocks that you can come across while you're coming to seek knowledge, إِلَّا إِسْتَغْفَرُوا لَكَ. They will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Subhanallah. Another hadith. We have two more hadiths, inshallah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by two people sitting and they were studying. They were seeking knowledge. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, I don't want to distract you. اجلسَ فَإِنَّكُمَا عَلَى خَيْرٍ. Just keep going. You are in so much khayr. فَلَمَّا قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَنْهُ أَصْحَابَهُ. Then Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left and the companions left and they were done with their lessons. So they went to the Prophet and they asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَلَنَا خَاصَّ أَمْ لِلنَّاسِ عَامَّ. When you said you are in so much khayr, is this for everyone who was sitting in the masjid? Or it's just for us because we were seeking knowledge? Then Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَطْلُبُ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا كَانَ كَفَّارَةَ مَا تَقَدَّمُ. Subhanallah. He said, any knowledge seeker, those who were striving to seek knowledge and learn about their deen, إِلَّا كَانَ كَفَّارَةً, all of your sins will be wiped out already from just the most precious thing that they're seeking. Seeking knowledge. The last hadith, and in my opinion, the most powerful hadith from this bab targhib al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil ilm, is when Abi Umama radiallahu anhu dhakara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan ahaduhuma abid wal akhar alim. So they were asking the Prophet, someone is a abid, a worshipper. He does tremendous salawat, tremendous siyam, and a alim, someone who has knowledge, someone who is knowledgeable about the deen. And they were asking the Prophet, who has better status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ عَلَىٰ أَدْنَاكُمْ. He said, the status of the alim and the abid is like my status, which is the alim, he's talking about himself, and the lowest of you. You guys got the point? Subhanallah. This is how much status those who are seeking knowledge have. And then he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ Allah وملائكته and the angels وأهل السماوات and the people of the heavens حتى النملة في جحرها, even the ants in their houses وحتى الحوت, even the wheel, لا يصلون على معلم الناس الخير. They give salawat, they send prayers, and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for those who are seeking knowledge, subhanallah. I wanna end this chapter with something very important. So what knowledge should we seek, right? And what kind of knowledge should we seek? Well, definitely here is speaking about the Islamic knowledge about the deen. And that really differs from someone to someone else. For Muslims, for the vast majority of Muslims, at least the bare minimum, they should know the essentials of the deen. They call it مَا لَا يَسَعِ الْمُؤْمِنْ جَهْلُ. Something that the bare minimum that can actually make you aware of the core of your religion. The salawat, the zakawat, the hajj, the siyam, the rituals, the conditions, the prerequisites of prayer, the obligated acts of prayer, the sunan of the prayer, the virtue of the sunan, the basics about the deen, and then the basic knowledge about Allah, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the names of Allah, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the essentials. And then there is different level, of course, for those who are specialized in Islamic knowledge, they go farther than this. Now they go to seek various knowledges within the Islamic knowledge, and they specialize in one of these branches of Islamic knowledge. But here, I'm not really talking about that advanced knowledge. We're talking about the bare minimum that every single Muslim has to know, and which is مَا لَا يَسِعُ الْمُؤْمِنْ جَهْلُ. Things that if you, as a Muslim, are ignorant with, you are in trouble. You need to know the basics, inshallah ta'ala. And this bab is all about motivating us, encouraging us to seek knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who seek knowledge. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're going to start, inshallah ta'ala, our Quranic recitation. Bismillah.